Zohar Chol Yisrael Pasuk Shkorach Day 2, next up from 177:8. So it brings a verse in the Parsha after people were complaining that Moshe and Aaron had not dealt properly with the strife, the uprisal of Korach, and caused the people to die. So Hashem got angry, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to take the basin and burn the incense and return for the people. Aaron, Moshe said to Aaron, Kachas Machta, take the basin and put it in the terrace. Aaron quickly and burn it. Rabbi Chiya opened discourse. Chamas Melech Malachei Molis. The wrath of the king is angels of death. Vish Chokam Yichapena. And a sage will atone for it. Kama Isu Lubnei Noshel Yistamra Mechavayu. How much it is for people to be guarded, to be on guard from their sins? What do you mean their sins? It means from their tendency to do bad things. Each person has to recognize his tendency to stray from the truth and fall into negative habits, Chas HaShalom, and guard himself from them. Well, not true of Dayu, and to guard his deeds. Because many times the world is judged. And every single day, the deeds go up in weight. They pay attention upon them from above. Don't think that a person got away with it, got swept under the carpet. Everything is recorded. Written before him. They have the files in heaven, and nothing can erase those files except for tshuva. Nothing can change them, a person, except a person changing what he does. When the deeds of people are not kosher before the king. It's all like rugs of a dinner, hasa, and wrath arises and judgment is awakened. I do see this is written, Hamas Melech Malachi Mobis. The wrath of the king is angels of death. Aldoam because of this, Bechol Yoma Vyoma, every single day, boy by Noshli's Dharma Kaboy. It's necessary for us to be careful from his sins. Be careful not to fall into negative tendencies and habits and ruts. And try and be liberated for them and do good. And a sage will atone for them. Even if Chas HaShalom there was anger, still the special power of a sage is to bring atonement. Make Hashem's love shine and forgive us. It's time of the master's judgment stand upon the world. And anger is hanging. If it's found in generation, Zakor, the Roshim Leila, a righteous person is inscribed above. Not just righteous, but he's so special that they pay special attention to him above. He's inscribed as being specially beloved to Hashem. Kutcher Bichu Ashkach Beit, only must be he pays attention to him. Ishtachach Wugza, and anger subsides. This can be compared, the Malcha to a king, this Ragaz Avdoi, except with his servants. Ravo Tova Al Santa, the Mavad Budina. And he demanded the executioner should do and render them judgment. In the meantime, all Rechim of the Malka become coming. The friend of the king entered and stood before him. Kivin the Chomalei Malka. Once the king saw him, his Nihiru and his face lit up. Shayahu Rechim of the Malka. That friend of the king began, restored by day, to speak with him. The Malka Chodin, the king rejoiced. The Basa afterward, Kad Asa sent Hiru, an executioner came. Chazan poi the Malka Chodin. He saw the face of the king happy. Yestalik Vazalei. He departed and went away. Lovadini didn't render judgment because he understood that the king, it wasn't time to show anger and do judgment. That's not would be out of place, not be proper etiquette. Today now, Rechima boy the Malka Avdoi, and then that beloved friend requested the king about his servants, and the Chapelu atones for them. So we understand this parable refers to a sage. Hashem loves him because Hashem loves him and is happy with him. He can atone to the people and gets rid of the judgment. Again, because of this, even if Chas HaShalom people did bad things and aroused negative feelings above, Mish Chochem Yichaprena, and the sage will atone for it. Hafachos over here, Kad Chama Moshe Berugza HaVitali. But Moshe saw the anger was hanging. Yad immediately Vayimer Shal Aaron, and Moshe said to Aaron, Begin the Iwish Shabina Demant Minisa, because he, referring to Aaron, is the escort of the queen. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw he was the one pressure point to do something about this. Uktaris Lo Salka El Biyadoi. An incense does not ascend except through him, through his jurisdiction. Do you ask a Shlomo Amad increases peace in the world, as Aaron was known to be a great peacemaker in the world? Kasha Kishad Ben Nusan, he binds the bond of faith. Uktaris, the incense will explain. Chadvasa De'ila Vasakis, the bliss of above and below. Makes everyone happy. Kishua Deminusa, the bond of faith, because it draws the infinite light of Hashem into all of the spheros and atones for everything. Makes joy and happiness. Sliku Derugza, and the wrath departs. Adu Sevdas is written. Shem Nekturis, Yisamach Leiv, oil and incense maketh merry the heart. Yudin and then, Nishchachim and Chaprena, and a sage will atone for it. Yanki vidke laugza, he will cleanse and purify that wrath. Speaking the judgments. Rachmin misaron, and mercy is awakened. Lazar Amar, but Lazar says, Al tachwisu shevet mishpichos hakla, see me tocholavi. The verse says later, do not cut off the tribe of the families of the Kasi from Mr. Levim, because there are three major families, Gershon, Kos, and Rari. So the Torah warns, since the tribe of Kos, they're the part of the clan, the Kos Levi clan, they're appointed over the, like Plutonim, Halav, the Beis Hamikdash, the very high energy stuff, the in the Holy of Holies. So it was dangerous for them. So the Torah warns that they should be careful to treat these holy vessels properly when they set up and take apart the Mishkan sanctuary. The Gindinun Gizra Bishar Shalagwan, because they are the root, the branch, the root of the Levim, Levites. So Zosasulahem, do this for them, they shall live and not die. The boy Kana the Skandal, it's necessary for the coin to fix them up. He has to see over them, he's like a big brother, to make sure they deal with, treat the vessels of the temple properly. The Avagav, the Krivaninum, the Kutcha, even though they're holy, close to holiness, they should not enter except in the rectification of the coin. Do Yoda Simona, he knows the sign, Dimtu Megabe, go to it, Loyasir, not more. So he knows when they should, it's time for them to come in and take apart shop. And when they cover the holy vessels, then another covering rests. They're not allowed to get close to see. Because a silent issue is not by them. And the Kohanim from Chachma, which is like meditation, silence, well thought, being from Bina, they make noise, they're singing, make a big ruckus, big tumult. So the vessels, these high vessels, and they're being hidden in their pouches, that's a Kohen type of thing to do. So it's not a place to leave them, so they have to wait before they come in to take the Mishkan apart. That the Kohen, their issue, their service, is in secret and in silence. Levoy and Levim, Ramakal, to lift up the voice, the song. Begin Kach because of this, Kohani, Bechashoi, Barazah, Kohani, in silence and in secret. Adon because of this, Asalon, Chamer, it's forbidden for them wine, because wine is from Bina. Chamer, La Ramakala, because wine is to raise the voice, like all Razni, to reveal the secrets it is. And just reveal secrets. Begin talk because of this. Levioi, it's Masru Lomakal. The Levites were given over to raise the voice. Torah Dinim is Achad, because behold, united with judgment. Dinim is Galiyu. Judgment is in revealed state. It's from the Malchus, which is revealed. Afasu Mimila, becoming Kula, to proclaim the issue before everyone. Okana, but the Kohen called Miloi, all of his issues, Berozo, Berashoi, in secret, in the silence. Vala Biskali, not revealed. Therefore, Torah warns, protect the tribe of Kos, keep them silent, make sure they shouldn't go to a place that's not theirs, and through that everything is in the proper place and they can set up and take apart the Mishkan without danger and endure.